Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And
reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, scholar of the law, tested Jesus by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. So if I did hit that deer on the way down and I killed it, would I be allowed to keep it? Hmm. Yeah, I could keep it? Oh, good that I could tell everyone I bagged a deer. I just won't tell them my car did it. Well, I missed that deer about that much. It was really scary. But Rose, get the tomato sauce ready. We're having venison chili. That's right. Well, thank God. I really do like to drive a lot. You realize our family is 1,200 square miles. That's what I got to cover, 1,200 square miles. And I do like to drive. Don't like to hit any deer, but it's a time. I actually pray a lot in the car. That's the only time I could get any privacy. Have you ever owned cats? They never leave you alone. So I pray a lot. And, you know, as I travel from church to church, along the road, and also when I go to Cincinnati or down in Kentucky at times, you see these people, sadly, they're homeless, they're poor, and they're begging. You know, they beg on the road, and they usually hold up a sign, you know. And there are quite a few humorous signs out there that are quite clever that probably get them some money. Now, I have not witnessed the signs personally, but I could tell you what's on them. I've read about this. So these are some of the humorous signs that people will hold up on the road as they ask for alms. "I bet you can't hit me with a quarter." Now, that's a good one. "Too ugly for modeling and too honest to steal." "Angry, frustrated, scream to a bum for 50 cents. "Spent my last dollar on this cardboard and the Sharpie." "My wife has been kidnapped. Only need 98 cents to pay the ransom." But this one I have seen. And this sign, when I see it, always opens up my wallet. And the sign reads, "I'm not lying. Need $2 for a beer." Now that's honesty. I reward them for their honesty. Then give them an AA pamphlet, you know. But there's this one sign, and I have seen this. It not only opens up my wallet immediately, but it opened my heart when I saw this sign. It was down in Newport. And there was this elderly man. He was sporting an unkempt beard, scraggly face, and no teeth. And he held up this sign. There were only three words etched on this sign. Yet this worn piece of cardboard revealed the inborn desire of every child of God. It simply read, "Need human kindness." Isn't that profound? Need human kindness. Jesus summarized today what God wants you to do in two sentences. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Matthew 22:37. Then he said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39. Those are the two greatest commandments. It summarizes the whole Bible. Those two. When you give human kindness to anyone who needs human kindness, you satisfy all three of God's commands to love. God has linked his love for people, his love for us. He links it with giving kindness to another. That when you give kindness to another, you're really giving it to God. When you love another person, you're showing your love for God. Matthew 25:40 says, truly I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these members of my family, you did it to me. God makes an integral connection by love of another for love of God. And then it's even more explicit and very crystal clear, this connection, in 1 John 4:20, where God says, this is pretty severe, God says, if anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. That's pretty strong. God's calling me or you a liar if we profess love for him and do not bring and fulfill the need for human kindness of love for another. Now God shows us that loving him, of course, is fulfilled by loving another. But what about that third commandment? Remember, so we have love of God and love of neighbor. So when you love your neighbor, you love God. What about the third one where God says, love your neighbor as yourself? That we are commanded by God to love ourselves. But it kind of seems contradictory, doesn't it? Isn't that selfish to love yourself? Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 16:24, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me? To deny yourself means to live for God, not yourself. The very first sin of Adam and Eve, they wanted to be God. It was a very first sin, original sin. I want to be God. I'm here to tell you, I am not God. That's a blessing. You don't want me as God. Well, maybe, Rose, you could be God for a day. But I don't want to be God. I am not God. This I know. But you are in spiritual warfare every day. We're all in spiritual warfare. And the battle is, are you going to submit to God's will? Or are you going to succumb to your own desires? As soon as your foot hits the floor in the morning when you get out of bed, the battle starts again. Let me tell you, Father wanted to sleep in today. When you have weather like this, I didn't want to get up. I said, no, Lord, just 5 more minutes. But then the Lord says, get up, the people need to be fed. So here I am. I succumbed not to my own desires, but to God's will. And you have to fight that every day. That's your choice. That's called the fundamental option. We even learned that in the seminary. It's called the fundamental option. You either choose God or you choose yourself. You decide. And upon that will determine our judgment in heaven. Now, what is the best way to deny yourself? It is by giving human kindness to anyone needing human kindness. That's the greatest way to deny yourself. Even God says this. God says in 1 Corinthians, he says, don't be concerned for your own good, but for the good of others. That's how you deny yourself. And we're called to do that every day. So I guess every day we are called upon to show some act of human kindness to someone who needs it. As I've said before, when I get up in the morning, God, tell me who to love today and show me how to do it. That's what we're called to do. To deny yourself doesn't mean you hate yourself. It's not self-hatred. Denying, really, when you think about it, it's the best way to show love for yourself. Why is this? Well, every time you give human kindness to those seeking it, it is an opportunity for God to repay you. God promises to repay you for the good works you have done. It says it right in Scripture. It says, God will repay each person according to what they have done. Romans 2, verse 6. So I'd look at it this way. You and I, we have a bank account in heaven. And it has your name written on it. You got a big bank account. And God wants you to fill it up. And every time you fulfill the need of human kindness to another person, you put a deposit in the bank. It's up there. You know, you make a deposit. Now, we may have preferred rewards in our bank on earth, but God has loyalty rewards. And as you place the grace that you earn by good deeds, as you place that in your bank, then at your judgment, you could draw upon that. Jesus said in Revelation 22, look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. So we got this bank up here. Let's fill it up. You know where I see a wonderful big deposit into the heavenly bank account is on Fridays. I go down to the Vincent de Paul down there at Holy Trinity. And I, after Mass, I'll just sit in there. And I watch the people come in. And I just watch the most wonderful exchange where people are needing human kindness and the people working at the Vincent de Paul are giving human kindness. I've never been at Vincent de Paul. They could come in. They could come in once a week and they could take kind of whatever they want. And so to feed someone hungry, I think it's one of the greatest deposits you can make in your bank to feed them. That's so important. And so my brothers and sisters, don't miss those opportunities to make a deposit. Because one day, I hope to get up there and one day we're all going to be judged. And I hopefully will be able to make a withdrawal and say, Lord, you said you would repay me. I'm going to hold you to your promise. And then the Lord will look at us and say, oh, I thought you forgot about that. I say, Lord, no, I didn't. So let's build up our bank account. And I believe God every day will give you some opportunity. Some opportunity. Doesn't have to be real big. Even in little ways, we can fulfill the need for human kindness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible. and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.